Now at issue are the circumstances surrounding APS defendant Tamara Cotman. She's the former regional director that worked under Dr. Hall. Last year, after being acquitted of influencing a witness, Cotman filed an appeal to have the other charges thrown out, citing double jeopardy. According to the most recent motion on April 8th, the Court of Appeals issued an order disclosing that Judge Baxter made multiple phone calls, quote, urging quick action regarding Tamara Cotman. And that led to Cotman's attorneys filing a motion to recuse Judge Baxter. Leah Ward Sears, retired Chief Justice of the State Supreme Court of Georgia, says while Baxter's actions may be unusual,
I don't think he would have to be recused. I do think calling the Court of Appeals may be improper. And it's certainly embarrassing because one court doesn't call another court and kind of attempt to cajole it into action.
But Dr. Hall's attorneys say comments Baxter made in a March 18th hearing indicate a bias. According to the motion, Baxter called Cotman's appeal frivolous. Another Fulton Superior Court judge, Sean LaGrua, will preside over the hearing on this motion filed by Hall's attorneys. Sears says there are some definite factors that Judge LaGrua will have to consider.
And let's just talk about the Beverly Hall case. But whether or not the judge's conduct that's outlined in the motion is sufficient to indicate such strong bias against Beverly Hall that she could not get a fair trial in Judge Baxter's court. That's the standard.
There are 13 remaining APS defendants, including Dr. Beverly Hall and Tamara Cotman, all are charged with racketeering. As of now, the trial is set to begin August 11th. Rose Scott, WABE News.